So it's a new year, and there's a brand new musical by Barry Levinson and Sheryl Crow. Diner is at the Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, has been to see it. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Tom. Doing well.
So this is a 1982 famous movie by Baltimore's own Barry Levinson, Diner. Is it an unlikely subject for a musical? In a way, it seems like it might be a bunch of guys sitting around a diner.
Exactly.
How do you get them to sing? Yeah.
Exactly. how do you get them up out of their diner seats? The movie, I'm sure you remember, takes place in 1959 in, of course, Baltimore. And as you say, not much happens. These are a bunch of guys in their 20s, and they're basically sort of waiting for their lives to begin. One of them will take a bet on anything. One of them is married. One of them's in grad school. Another is about to get married in a few days, but only if his fiance can pass a test about football. But mostly they just sit around and they talk about sports and sex, and they argue about trivia. But Diner is a likely source for a musical in the sense that so many Broadway musicals these days are adapted from movies. I mean, this season alone, Honeymoon in Vegas is about to open in a few weeks, and Finding Neverland opens in March. Diner was Barry Levinson's directorial debut, and it was a movie, Tom, that the studio didn't even want to release. I mean, we love it in Baltimore, but it's become more of a cult classic. It's mostly famous because it made a lot of people famous, Kevin Bacon, Ellen Barkin, Mickey Rourke. But I don't know if you remember this, but there was a lot of period music in the movie.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Bobby Darin, Elvis. So in that sense, it is a likely source.
And speaking of music, of course, the score is by Sheryl Crow, one of several pop stars who's gotten into music theater. We had Sting, we had Elton John, we had people like that.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, right? But Sheryl Crow has never written a Broadway score before. I mean, do her songs have that 1950s feel to them?
They really do. It's a very strong score, and it captures rock and roll and even rockabilly and doo-wop and jazz and country. There's one song that sounds very much like Burt Bacharach. There's a male doo-wop quartet that gets their own song and sings backup. There's a girl group trio that sings backup. And there's some very strong voices in the cast. Josh Grassetti, who has a really wide range, and Aaron C. Finley, who has that teen heartthrob voice. There's an expendable song in the middle of the second act about what lies ahead and what might have been that I felt sort of slowed things down. But the opening song sets the pace. It's a real lively number. It had me worried a little at first because the lyric is a little too close to Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Show. But it does a very good job of establishing the camaraderie among the diner guys.
The night is calling and it's what the hell. So look to the left, look to the right. Ain't no accident, we're here tonight.
So that's the cast of the Signature Theater's production of Diner. Now, Judy, you've often said that to succeed for these kinds of things, a musical adaptation really needs to change or improve on its sources. So we have this famous, you know, as you say, cult movie, but does it get improved on as a musical?
Well, it's very interesting. This, besides being Sheryl Crow's first musical, it's Barry Levinson's first musical. And it's very interesting that he chose to collaborate with a female songwriter and a female director and choreographer, Kathleen Marshall, because one of the main changes is that they beefed up the women's parts. In the movie, you never see the face of the Elise, the young woman who's about to get married if she passes that football test.
The famous football test.
Exactly. Here, she's one of three women in the diner guys' lives, and they all get significant parts. And one of the best songs, Tear Down This House, is a real cry of pain sung by the wife of the one married guy. And it also has one of Sheryl Crow's most poignant lyrics. Shame on you mothers who choose wedding colors but don't tell you what's really in store. I couldn't imagine, I have to say, how increasing the women's parts would work in a show that was basically about guys. But the women really illuminate aspects of the men's characters, or maybe aspects that are missing, partly because the women all seem smarter and more sensitive and more mature. And there's one other major change. The musical has a narrator, an actor who plays an older version of Boogie, the guy who will bet on anything and everything. And I think narrators can be a crutch, but this one works fairly smoothly. It's used more to set the scene than to fill in exposition.
Well, I love Sheryl Crow, and of course that lyric is an example of the kind of thing that has been so appealing about her for so many years. Let me ask a very basic, perhaps really stupid question, but is the set a diner?
Oh, yes. And the diner is really a character in its own right. It's designed by Derek McLean, and here's how important it is. The red vinyl diner banquettes even show up in other scenes, in a scene in a strip club, in a scene in jail. These guys just can't get away from the diner. Now, I should say the human characters, it's not just the set that's a character, the human characters are also very well portrayed, with the exception, I felt, of an actor named Matthew James Thomas, who takes the Kevin Bacon role of the alcoholic rich boy. Thomas never quite seemed convincing as a real ne'er-do-well to me. Kathleen Marshall, director and choreographer, has created some masculine choreography. The second song, What Would You Bet, has some real athletic moves that show the physical interaction among the guys. They mime playing basketball. They toss a ketchup bottle around. They're just guys horsing around.
Sure as a penny hits the wall.
What Would You Bet from Signature Theater's production of the new musical by Barry Levinson and Sheryl Crow. So, Jabin Rusick, what would you bet that this show will eventually end up on Broadway? It's been taking a couple of years to get it going. They announced this, you know, a couple of years ago. Do you think it'll make it to New York?
Well, Signature Theater has a pretty good track record of sending shows to New York, and I attended a regular performance during the week, not the opening. The audience just loved it. I heard people say they wanted to see it a second time.
Well, that bodes well.
Absolutely. The show is sold out, I should mention, but you never know. You can call the box office, maybe get last-minute cancellation. So Broadway, I would say it's a pretty good bet.
All right, start spreading the news. Theater critic Jabin Rusick, many thanks. See you soon.
Thank you, Tom.
The Signature Theater is presenting Diner by Barry Levinson and Sheryl Crow over in Arlington, Virginia. It's there through the 25th of January. Come to our website. We'll link you up with them, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.